Proclamation number 4612 of 12th of April, 1949. Prophetic Spirit. God's plan of salvation, end time. Throughout the ages, the prophetic spirit has been effective in order to point people to the end, and constant indications were needed because people did not have the right attitude towards me and thus also towards spiritual life, which made their earthly course of life an unsuccessful one if they were not helped in some way. They had to be made acutely aware of the fact that earthly life will come to an end one day. The death of the individual, which could also surprise them, no longer frightened them. Thus a complete passing away of earth had to be held out to them so that they thought of their end and changed their way of life, i.e., directed their thoughts spiritually. The reference to the end merely aimed at a serious self-examination of the state of the soul as long as the human being was not yet completely without faith. But faith was a prerequisite, otherwise even an end of the world, a downfall of the old earth, would never frighten people because an unbelieving person would consider it impossible. But if faith has been lost to man, such indications are also unsuccessful and prophetic proclamations are, according to human opinion, fantasies of religiously minded people, which could not be granted the slightest probability. Therefore, the reference to the near end will also remain without impression, and that is the time when the end is really to be expected. For as soon as the earth predominantly supports unbelieving people, it no longer fulfills its actual purpose as a maturing station for the spiritual, since a spiritual life is hardly ever lived anymore. And only the smallest flock of my own lifts a way of life in serious striving towards me which corresponds to my will. This small flock now has something extraordinary to champion. It will be able to convince itself that the prophecies of the seers and prophets will come true and that a tremendous change will take place in the cosmos which, however, is eternally foreseen in my plan of salvation because it is necessary for the spiritual's ascent development. Only the unbeliever will doubt, but the believer will recognize the true end by the signs of the times. Only the unbeliever rejects the proclamations which hold out the prospect of the downfall of the old earth, but the believer knows that the time has come. Just as he is convinced that seers and prophets proclaim the truth and that it must one day come true. Every person can easily convince himself of how far humanity has fallen in its spiritual realization, how far the adversary is recognized as Lord amongst humanity, how weak faith has become on everyone's part and already recognize from this that the end is near and that the time has come when I must intervene in order not to still leave the small flock of believers to the adversary, in order to reward them for their faith and loyalty which they prove to me in the midst of the unbelievers. The end is near and you only have little time left. You can firmly believe this and be firmly assured of the truth of my word. For my word must come to pass, and it will come to pass because the time has come. Amen.